Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Good afternoon. This is David Ruzicka. I'm really glad you're with me today. I'm glad to be with you today, and I'm not going to waste your time. Today, Robert Hale is my guest, and he is somebody who, after 20 years in oil and gas, retired himself in 2.5 years. I want to repeat that because that is a big deal. He retired himself in 2.5 years, and you may be listening today and have no idea that you're much closer to retirement than you ever imagined. And so you're going to hear more about that today, because I constantly run across people serving with Lifestyles Unlimited as radio hosts and doing the free workshops that have no clue. They think they have to work another 10 or 15 years, and they find out, wow, I could retire myself in 5 years or less. It's amazing. Even more than that, though, Robert is one of the key people in Lifestyles Unlimited that helps our members who have started down that path toward financial freedom. He helps them stay on the path. He helps them keep from making costly mistakes, and helps them achieve great profitability. Something we talk about here is learning from success. He has been successful. He used the map that Lifestyles Unlimited gives you, and he made the journey to financial freedom, and he goes back to guide other people to financial freedom so they can buy back their time, so they can amass those passive streams of income from real estate, so they have more passive income than expenses and retire themselves. A really simple way to say that is so they can quit their job. You can actually go to my Facebook page. Robert also looks kind of like the Duck Dynasty guy right now. His beard was a little bit shorter before, but it's really grown out. My Facebook page, I've got a picture of him. He's painting the ceiling, and we're going to ask him why he's doing that later. My guess is the answer is because I can do whatever I want because I'm retired now. Before I get to Robert, though, maybe you're a skeptic right now about any type of investing because of the turmoil. I mean, Biden is doing an executive order every day. He wants to do away with real estate benefits. It's a really crazy world. Maybe 2021 will be as bad as 2020, and you just want to wait it out and see what happens. You'll hear during the break probably one of Del Wamsley's commercials where he talks about the fact that bad times are good times because that's where you make money. He tripled his net worth, I want to say, from 2008 to 2010. But I saw a Forbes magazine article this week. It said, 8 ways the Biden tax plan could affect your real estate business. It's from January 13th. And it talked about the fact that Biden has said he wants to get rid of the stepped-up basis. He wants to get rid of a 1031 exchange. If you don't know what that is, don't worry about it, but you can go Google it. He wants to increase capital gains taxes, all kinds of stuff. Here's a quote from the article, and this kind of summarizes the whole article. I cannot imagine that a majority in the Senate or even the House would vote in favor of this tax plan. Here's why. Another quote from the article. The average age of members of Congress are 57 years old. It is 57 years old. It doesn't sound right, like proper grammar for Forbes magazine. But the average age is 57 years old, and many of them have significant real estate investments that they are planning to pass on to their descendants. So it's always interesting to me. Congressmen who were clamoring for Trump's tax return, I'm really more interested in seeing how someone enters Congress making not much money at all, serves their whole life there, and becomes a multimillionaire. That's what I'd really like to know about. Here's the truth. Democrats and Republicans own a lot of real estate. And on the real estate, Nancy Pelosi's husband has $200 million of real estate. So it's debatable that she would let AOC do anything that would hurt her husband's financial holdings. But bottom line, at the end of the day, for you, here's what really matters. What matters is your financial freedom, getting moving, finding the most effective way to increase your net worth, increase those passive streams of income, and the most effective way to do that is through real estate, residential rental real estate, because no other asset allows you to make money in 5 different ways. You can't do that with stocks. You can't do that with a hedge fund. You can't do that with municipal bonds. The only place you're going to be able to do that, you can't do it with gold or silver for sure. The only way you're going to do that is with real estate. So today, I want to give you one more push to get you moving so you can get on your way to financial freedom. So Robert Hale's with me again. As I said at the beginning, retired himself in 2.5 years. Robert, I'm glad you're with me today. Tell us a little bit about your life before you joined Lifestyles Unlimited.
Hey, David. Thanks for having me on, man. I'm really excited to be able to share my story and hopefully motivate some folks to be able to take a little bit of action and possibly change their financial strategy in their lives as well. So you were asking about what did I do before real estate?
Yeah.
Okay, good question. So I was first in my family to go to college. I went to a small school down in Kingsville, Texas A&M Kingsville at the time. Got a natural gas engineering degree, and I spent the better part of 20 years in the oil and gas business all in Texas. Never did make international or anywhere else. There's plenty of oil and gas here in Texas, so I spent my career. It was in 2015, which I think I had about 15, 16 years in the industry, that I took my last assignment, and I came to San Antonio. I'd spent most of my time out in West Texas. And West Texas has got, you know, there's great people out in West Texas for sure, but it's not quite as pretty environmentally as it is over here in San Antonio. We got, you know, trees and hills and water and all that kind of good stuff. So I was
sure they're in the hill country. Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
man. Sir. I was excited to be able to get out, you know, out of the desert and into some pretty environment. And I got here. I was taking an assignment to try to help the company I was working for start a new region. And after probably about, I don't know, it was probably less than a year of being here, it was kind of rough, man. The corporate region politics were kind of rough. It just really wasn't a fun environment to be in, and I was getting really burnt out. And I've been through lots of cycles, busts and booms, and I made it through, and I thought this might be the one that I just bail out myself on. And so I was getting, you know, looking for something to do, and I remember being at the gas station. I was listening to 5:50 a.m. It's a conservative talk show radio here, and a guy came on the radio, and he was talking about passive income and how long to consume all your savings if you lost your job. And I thought, man, I'm ready to lose my job, and I better start thinking about that.
Perfect place to pause. On the other side of the break, we'll continue with Robert Hale, a mentor for Lifestyles Unlimited, and retired himself in 2.5 years. Stay with us.
Del Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited. Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on the effective way to run a business.
There are people that run their businesses on a shoestring. If you own an apartment complex and you have no cash, that's not a very effective way to run a business. My businesses, each and every one of them, have cash savings. In other words, we can make no money or make very little money. We'd still survive. For those of you that haven't thought it through that far and you don't have any cash savings, let's get you in here and get you educated on how to save what you already own. The mom and pop businesses are going to take a major hit. If you've been running your business that way, you need to get into Lifestyles right now and learn how to operate your business the right way.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Hey, this is David Ruzicka with Lifestyles Unlimited. We're here for your financial freedom. I want to invite you to go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. We offer a free workshop. It's 90 minutes. It is an introductory workshop, and I'm going to be teaching actually this Tuesday night, 9:30 Central Time. That's the late one, 9:30 to 11 o'clock at night. I love doing that one for some reason. I don't know why, but I'd love for you to join me. I'll show you the 5 different ways that we make money in real estate. Give you that in detail. I'll show you some numbers. I'll show you some examples, and we're here with Robert Hale, who retired himself in 2.5 years. If you want to ask him a question, he is a multifamily mentor for Lifestyles Unlimited. If you have a question you want to ask about real estate, dial 855-497-4335. 855-497-4335. Love to have you ask a question if you have one. Robert, we were talking about you right up to the point where you discovered Lifestyles Unlimited. You were getting frustrated with your job. It wasn't fun anymore. And let you take it from there.
Yeah, and so I remember I was listening to the talk radio, and a guy came up and started talking about how long would it take for you to consume your savings if you lost your job. And like I said before, I was, you know, that's what I was kind of thinking about wanting to do. I was going to change careers just to get out of it. And so it was really intriguing, the passive income and whatnot he was talking about. So I went to, just like you were talking about, it was a 2 hour, hour and a half little workshop, and they talked a little bit about the five ways to make money in real estate, and it even got my interest a little bit more. And then from there, I signed up for a 2 day program with David Fisher, and I tell you what, that was a life changing experience, Dave. The concepts weren't complicated. They weren't complicated at all. The math was easy. It was just something that I never thought about doing. It was, you know, we talked a little bit about single family investing, and then we got into multifamily investing. And by the end of that seminar, man, I was two things. I was, this can't be real, and I was, if it is real, I'm going to get in it. And so, you know, I signed up for the program, and I thought that if it didn't come out like, you know, they said it would, then it was just the opportunity cost. But if it did, it could be a life-changing experience. And it was a second, man.
I want to interrupt you right there for a second. Two things. One, David Fisher is one of our two-day presenters. Go to my Facebook page. You'll see a lot of stuff with he and I. And it's the podcast for Lifestyles Unlimited. I interviewed him on the radio just a couple of weeks ago, and owns about 40 properties across Texas. He is a multifamily investor and teaches that two-day class. The other thing I want to key on right there that you said, Robert, is because I know you paid a little bit more for your membership. Tuesday night when I do the free workshop, I'll offer a really good price for the membership. And you said you figured, if it worked, wonderful. And if it didn't work, it's just a small cost and you learn something along the way. Expand on that just a hair for me, if you will.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, the opportunity to do something different is exactly what I was looking for at the time, right? And mm-hmm. So going into this, that first initial program like you put on, the two-hour program, it really was intriguing, the five different ways to make money. And then signing up for the two-day class, it was more than it is now, right? But the cost mm-hmm. for that versus the cost of actually being able to take control of your financial, you know, life and to be independent and whatnot, it's just a minimum risk to take. You know, I got in that class, and from there we signed up. We started investing in apartments. And who thinks that you can invest in an apartment? That's like corporations do that. You start driving around, look around the town, look how many apartments there are. But a lot of those are more than likely owned by small groups of individuals. And if you don't know how to get into it, you know, this is a great opportunity to learn that and to really take advantage of of what real estate can do for your financial freedom.
And so the first thing you did was you invested in some passive deals. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
So let me explain that for just a second.
Yeah.
With Lifestyles Unlimited, we have what are called lead investors. That's someone that says, I'd like to go buy a big property. I want to partner with other people, and I'm going to run the deal, but I need passive investors, people who will come alongside me. They'll invest their money, but I'm going to be the guy on the note. I'm going to be the guy running the deal, and we will all benefit together. And so it's just a tremendous opportunity to buy back your time, because as a passive investor, you don't do anything. You invest, you get mailbox money once a quarter from the deal. So tell us a little bit about that. Your first passive deal you invested in. That's kind of a scary thing, or no?
It is, absolutely, man. I'll tell you. So even after you go through the program and you see how many people are successful in this, and as you're in the network of people, you know, we have these things called case studies, and there's different people from different backgrounds, and hardly any of them are real estate people, and they come up every week. There's somebody else that's successful at doing this just because they follow the map that Dale gave us through Lifestyle Zone. It's absolutely amazing. And so, you know, I joined in, what was it, February of 2016. By April of 2016, I was in two passive deals. And was it scary? Yeah, it sure was. Because it's just like you say, you got somebody that's going out there that wants to buy a bigger property, and they need people to come on financially to help them out, and then everybody benefits from it. Well, the first time you invest in a property, you know, you always wonder, hell, am I going to get this money back? But I can tell you, we got into two deals pretty quick, four deals by the end of the next year. We started seeing some of those distributions come. We got into eight deals the next year as passive investors. And as of end or the middle of 2020, of those 12 total, 8 of them had already either sold or refinanced. And we were able to regain anywhere from 40 to 95% of our investment, not including what we had initially put in. And so just the ability to do that from real estate investing helps you to be able to compound your net worth, put more money in, and to be able to have more distributions and really get you, accelerate you to that financial freedom from a cash flow standpoint.
That's amazing. That is such a great thing, because you just don't see that in any other investment class, especially not one where you're a passive investor, where you just invest money. You put money in a mutual fund. You know, if you have a really banner year in the stock market, maybe you get 30%, but you're not getting the kind of returns that you're talking about. You're not getting any tax benefits. So you went from there. You decided you wanted to be a lead investor, which I don't know. I can find it a little bit puzzling, because then you wanted to work.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So, you know, we watched several people be successful. The leads that we were helping out were being successful. And it was just a path to be able to get to financial independence a little bit quicker, going that lead route. So, let's see, it was 2018. Okay, so we're going 2016. 2018, in April, we went in and we bought a 48-unit apartment with 16 different families. And that was the first property that we had as these investors. We continued to invest passively, and by the third quarter or so of 2018, we were at a point where our real estate income exceeded our expenses. And so, you know, by that definition, we were retired. And it's funny, David, because once you get, you know, I was really frustrated at work, but once you start seeing that light at the end of the tunnel, things that bothered you, little things that would pick on you, you know, as you're at your corporate job, and they really just didn't matter anymore, man. I'll tell you what, it was a lot more freeing experience to go to work.
That's huge. Work is a lot of fun when you don't have to go. You just can go and enjoy it. Hey, on the other side of the break, we're going to continue with Robert Hale, retired himself in 2.5 years. Stay with us.
Dell Wamsley talks about understanding the system.
Guy told me the other day on the radio, he says, you know, I understand the system. They let the stock market go up to feed our ego, to think we're getting somewhere, and then they crash it on us and take it all away. So now we're stuck. He says, I've lived through two of those cycles, so he started investing in real estate to get away from the cycle.
Are you ready to break the cycle? Start investing in real estate today. Find out how. Join Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Hey, this is David Ruzicka here for Your Financial Freedom. Glad you're with me today. I want to remind you, if you have not been to one of our free workshops, be sure and go sign up for that. You can go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com, and sign up. I'm actually going to be teaching the one Tuesday night. That's February 16th. It's at 9:30 Central Time. It is live streamed, obviously, from the name of the website. And I will share with you how to get on your way to financial freedom and retire in 5 years or less. We're with Robert Hale today, one of our multifamily mentors. If you have a question for him, oh, by the way, who retired himself in 2.5 years, if you have a question for Robert, it's 855-497-4335. 855-497-4335. Love to take your questions. Robert, right before we were talking about you getting into becoming a lead investor, and so go ahead and tell us a little bit more about that.
Absolutely. So, yeah, we had, you know, invested pretty heavily as passive investors, and then just one notch up, we decided we wanted to go try to be lead investors, which, like you had mentioned earlier in the program, is basically where, you know, you go out, you find a deal, you sign on a loan, you operate, you're responsible, the CEO of the business, if you will. And then you bring on other families of investors that help to contribute capital. And the trade-off there is that you do the work, and everybody shares in the profit. And so, you know, a passive investor, their main job is to is to help fund the project at the beginning, and then to cash checks is basically what they do. And it's a great gig. Passive investing is probably the best investing that you can do, because literally you either open the mailbox and cash your check, or you just open your bank account and it's sitting there. So it's really, really great.
That's fantastic. And you said you were you kind of stumbled upon the fact that you were actually retired in 2.5 years. Is that correct?
Yeah. So, you know, it was right at 2.5 years. We had got to a point where our passive and our lead in real estate income had surpassed our expenses. And so, you know, by that definition, we were retired, because we could live off of the income that we were making from our investments. And like I mentioned before, it is so much easier to go to work when you don't have to go to work. It's so much more enjoyable. And it's funny. I think I was probably more productive at that point, because things that really shouldn't have bothered you, that you might have, you know, taken as something that really needed to be done, that, you know, why is somebody asking me that question? Instead, you kind of get the things done that need to be done, and you enjoy your time a little bit more. And so we continued to work, and I continued my career there in the oil and gas business. And then about a year later, we had invested in more passive deals and then acquired another property that was a little bit larger. And at that point, our income from real estate had surpassed our corporate W-2 income. And so at that point, we were really retired. So there really is no reason to go in except to drink coffee and talk to your friends. But, you know, it's kind of nice to be able to sleep in when you want to, too. So we completely walked away from our corporate job at that point.
Yeah, you could join a social club for that. You don't have to go to work for that.
Yeah.
That's good. So at that point, how many passive deals were you in, and how many were you a lead on?
Yeah, we had two leads, and we were in, I think, 22 passives at that point, so 22 projects.
Wow, that's amazing. And with that, you had financial freedom, which that's one thing we talk about. It's not about the money. It's about the lifestyle. You can choose the lifestyle you want to live. If you want to keep going to work for a while and drinking coffee and hanging out, you can do that. You can take a low-paying job doing something you absolutely love. You can go give your time away, serve at a nonprofit, travel the world, do whatever you want to do, serve other people. So after you became a lead investor, you actually became, for Lifestyles Unlimited, you're one of the experts at Lifestyles Unlimited on multifamily investing. And tell us about that move from just being a lead investor and a passive investor to actually being a mentor.
Oh, yeah, you bet. So it was October of 2019, we retired. And when I say retired, we quit going to our corporate job. So we actually got out of the oil and gas business, which was actually a great time to do so. Shortly after the Saudis and Russians were manipulating the market, and there was a big swing down. There was actually a negative value to producing crude here in the U.S. At the time. And so we got out at a great time. I had been retired for several months, and then I got a call about an opportunity to help with Lifestyles Unlimited as a mentor. And I tell you, that's been an extremely rewarding opportunity. You learn a lot from education, you learn a lot from doing things, and then the ability to be able to help others progress on a path so that they can also, you know, do the things that they want to do, enjoy time with their family or travel or whatever they have a desire to do. It's extremely rewarding. We help as a mentor. You know, I will help folks kind of identify what their financial goals are, help them to understand, you know, what kind of path that they need to follow to achieve those goals.
Let me have you pause there for just a second. So when someone joins Lifestyles Unlimited and they get in that program for multifamily, one of the kind of things they'll do up front is meet with a mentor like Robert. And so, Robert, kind of walk us through what you do in that meeting with that individual, because we've got probably people listening. Maybe they're
sure.
Thinking, this sounds good, but I'm a little bit scared. I don't know which path I should go. I don't know should I be a passive investor? Should I be a lead investor? Should I do single family? Tell us about that process that you go through with an individual.
Absolutely. Everybody starts, you know, at ground one. So, you know, we've got a tremendous amount of education, first of all. So the first thing that we do is we open up that education, and there's over 40 hours of education specifically on multifamily investing, not even the lead program. That's just so that people can understand, you know, the operations and the portion just to be a passive investor at that point. And then I'll take calls, and we'll walk through, kind of understand where somebody's at right now. Hey, my wife and I are working. We make this kind of money. We have this type of net worth, and, you know, we don't know what to do. And so we'll just talk about it. You know, do you want to continue working, or is working something that you want to stop doing? And, and we'll talk about it. Just depends on where they're at. And then we'll walk through, okay, these are the paths that you can go through, and it sounds like to achieve your goals, this is the path that you need to take. And then from there, we'll kind of walk them if they want to look at purchasing properties. Maybe they want to do an IRO. An IRO is just an independent rental owner, and it's someone who just goes out and buys a property on their own. So maybe they're buying a 6, 8, 10 unit, or maybe they've got a little more capital and they're buying a bigger unit, but we'll help them regardless. We help them to be able to find their team. You know, how do you get loans? How do you find your contractors, things like that? We'll help them whenever you go to find a property that you like. The visual of the property isn't necessarily the deciding factor of whether you should invest in it or not. And so we'll look at the financials, and I'll sit down with people, and we'll go through the financials of it. We'll look at the expenses. We'll see if it's going to fit their goal. It's going to get them on the right path to achieve what they want financially. And then whenever they go through under contract, we'll go with them. We'll go unit by unit, and we'll go in and look at every unit to make sure that the capital that they think they might need, that it will cover what they want to do with that property. We'll make sure that the contractors lined up to do the inspections, and we'll kind of walk with them every step of the way so that it helps to minimize any kind of risk that they might have in purchasing a property. So there's a lot of mentorship and education that comes with this.
That is such a big deal, and I want to make sure people understand what we're talking about here. Robert is not paid a commission. He doesn't get a part of your deal. He is just a mentor, and he will actually go to a property, walk the property with the people that he mentors, and then as they go through the process, go walk each individual unit, take notes. You know, there's a pole here in the middle of this unit. That must mean they're a fireman. You know, different things like that, walking through all those properties, holding your hand every step of the way, because I will tell you, just when I first started my first single family home, I was terrified as I went through that. And having a mentor made such a difference. And that was just with one single family property. And Robert is walking those properties with people just like you, some with probably most with no real estate experience at all. And the program works so well that we have every single year Lifestyles members who win National Apartment Association Awards, you know, Property Owner of the Year. That's a national deal. So stay with us on the other side. We'll continue to talk with Robert Hale, a Lifestyles Unlimited multifamily mentor.
It comes a point in time every now and then when the world flips upside down. And during that time, you have to come up with a decision in your life. How are you going to go through this? How are you going to work your way through this process that has no end? So what do? The first thing I need you to understand is that almost every entrepreneur out there makes it big when something bad happens. I tripled my net worth between 2008 and 2010. 10 years straight increase in value. It makes us all look like geniuses when everything goes up for 10 years straight. But now we're at the point where we can find out who's good again. And you need to be in there. Because why? Because I tripled my net worth in 2 years. You can do it too, if you know what to do. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free live online workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Hey, you're here with David Ruzicka. I'm here with Robert Hale, who is one of our multifamily mentors and a guy who retired himself in 2.5 years. We are here today for your financial freedom. I want to encourage you to go to freeworkshoplivestream.com, freeworkshoplivestream.com. Sign up for the free workshop. That's where Robert got started. That's where everybody gets started. And I will be actually teaching on Tuesday night at 9:30 p.m. If that is too late for you, we do have some others with some other guys teaching, so you can sign up for those as well. Robert, right before we finished up the last segment, you talked about how you actually walk a person through, you hold their hand every step of the way as they're buying a property. But once I buy the property, then I have to run it. And I want to run it in such a way that I increase the income, because here's the deal, and a 10% increase in income results in a 100% increase in equity in general. That's kind of the golden rule of real estate multifamily investing. So once I own the property, do you disappear? What do I do? How does Lifestyles help me at that point?
That's a great question. And I want to go back to what you mentioned there. You mentioned a couple of times I retired in 2.5 years. I think it's important to say that, man, I'm not special on that. There's been a lot of people that do that, and I didn't have any real estate experience, as most people don't. So the map that Lifestyles provides, I mean, anybody can go through that. It may take someone a little bit longer for some things, but some people probably retire a little bit sooner. But to answer your question on that, as a mentor, I'm going to go through and I'm going to help folks with acquisition and setting goals and that kind of good stuff. But once you're done, what do? How do you turn units? How do you handle issues as they come up? Lifestyles has operation consultants, and all of our consultants have like 20-plus years as managing properties, managing multifamily apartment communities, multiple multifamily apartment communities. So they've seen probably everything that there is to be seen. And so if there's a question, these guys have an answer, and they're a phone call away. And it's been a tremendous support even for me. I mean, like I said, I'm not special. I'm an owner and an operator like a lot of other folks, and I rely on our operations consultants as well. So there's that opportunity there, as well as just continuing education. So if anything new comes up, our execs are working on trying to get education out there so that they can support our members to make sure that they know of programs that are coming up to help residents or just new things that are coming up all the time. They keep us really fresh on top of information as it comes out. And it makes it, I don't know how you would actually operate a property without a group like this. It's just a really tremendous sharing group of people.
Yeah, we've talked about that before. Talked about that with John Pryor last week, actually. We have an abundance mentality, meaning we share everything because we believe there's enough for everybody. And it's the example, if you have a 7-Eleven convenience store and across the street, I don't even know what another, Circle K. And the 7-Eleven guy says, hey, Circle K, tell me, who's your best, who's the best person to go to for this product? And how do you manage your inventory? The Circle K guy would say, he would tell him, I'm not telling you anything, or he would give him bad information so that he would fail and his store would close. That's the opposite of Lifestyles Unlimited. We have members, they share their best practices with each other. Here's what I'm doing. Here's what you're doing. Tell us about how that's worked out during COVID, Robert.
Absolutely. Yeah. And another thing that we do, just like I said, we have meetings with all our lead investors, so the people that are running properties. And we talk about whatever the issues are that are coming about and how people are handling them. And it is amazing how much people are willing to share. I've had properties that might be, a mile away from another owner. And I can ask them, hey, who did you use to do your floors and how much are they charging? And they're more than happy to tell me, and I take advantage of that information. And I also open up and share my information with them. So we all win, and it's I think that really helps the members of Lifestyles Unlimited to be a lot more successful probably than, certainly if you were doing it on your own. I don't even know how you'd get started if you were doing it on your own.
I'm sure that's why since 2006, every single year, a Lifestyles Unlimited member has won the top award with the National Apartment Association in their category. I'm sure that has a lot to do with that. Robert, tell me, we talked about something the other day, and I threw out a word, I threw out a phrase. I wasn't sure if it was the right phrase or not. I said, you were talking about some things, and I said, it sounds like the psychic benefits of Lifestyles Unlimited. So I actually Googled psychic, and I saw an article, 10 benefits why you should consult a psychic today. But we're not talking about Robert's palm reading or Robert Hale's fortune telling. The actual definition is a psychic benefit occurs when one of the rewards of an action or a choice is non-monetary. And so if you think Lifestyles Unlimited is just about making money and hoarding money and getting together and retiring yourself totally self-centered, Robert, tell us about some of those psychic benefits, some of those benefits you get from being a lead investor and a mentor that are and being an investor in property that are non-monetary.
Absolutely. From being a mentor, there's nothing better than being able to share some experience or some advice that helps another member. If you're learning something and you can teach somebody else and they gain and benefit from that, it's a heartwarming, really, experience. It's hard to explain. From owning a property, we don't always buy the best properties. That's not necessarily the market that we're in. And so we might take a property, and it's been true with some of the ones that I'm a passive or lead on. And we go in, we try to improve them, right? There is nothing slumlordish about what we do. That is totally against what we do as Lifestyles Unlimited. our mentorship and education. We do not teach that. We teach to go in and make the best product, best price, and we get the best people. And in doing that, you'll find that, you know, you go into these communities and you fix them up. Your residents are extremely thankful for the things that you do for them. You know, one of the things that I like to do on my properties is we have resident functions, and it's a little tougher with COVID and whatnot. But in the summertime, you know, I bought a little snow cone machine, and I'll go out there and we'll advertise that we're going to have free snow cones and be able to give the kids free snow cones, and they're so happy to be out there. You know, it's hot, and they're, you know, they can tell you what they want, and the families come together, and it becomes more of a community. It's not an apartment complex. It's an apartment community. You're changing people's lives. And to be able to have that positive experience and help other folks really enjoy their time, it's just amazing. I mean, it is far more than just the financial benefit to be able to help somebody and to see the smile on the kids' faces that wouldn't have had that with the past owner or whatnot. It's an extremely fulfilling experience.
Yeah, what Robert's talking about there is a property I'm invested in Corpus Christi, and it had two tenants, one who hadn't paid rent in 2 or 3 years. The rest of the units is 8 units. The rest of the units are completely vacant. They were just horrible. Some of them were gutted. And the lady across the street was so excited that we were there because there were a couple of nice houses across the street, older houses, but nice. And she was so excited that we were going to fix this up and actually put decent people in it. And she's standing there talking to me and David. And she said, that house down there is a crack house. And David started looking down. She said, please don't look that direction. And she said, I don't want to get in trouble. So we're improving the community that we're entering into and making it a better place to live and bringing in a better people. And I remember one of the new residents that we have, he said, I really hate to bother you, but there's something wrong with the toilet. And it's been doing it for a while. And I said, I want you to call me as soon as there's something wrong with the toilet. It's not a bother to me. And it just reminded me of the fact that many of the people that rent property, especially if it's in like kind of a blue collar area, they rent from landlords that actually are slumlords, that don't fix things, that don't take care of things. And that is absolutely the opposite of the values that we have at Lifestyles Unlimited, which is why we are so successful in our investing, because we improve the property, we improve the residents' lives, and we improve the income, and we improve our net worths all at the same time. You add value to the property, you add and value to the residents, you're adding value to your own life and retiring investors. Tell me, during COVID, you've had some properties. Are people still buying property during COVID? I mean, it's kind of a scary time. Why would you buy property and why would you want to do that?
Well, it is a scary time for sure. You know, there's a lot of unknowns, especially whenever this thing all came out. Nobody knew what was going on. And but yeah, people are still investing. And I think it's a great opportunity to invest. If you think about it, you know, housing isn't a luxury. Housing is a necessity. And the businesses that we own and we have ownership in, they're providing housing for families. And so it's a very forgiving business. But there definitely has been activity during COVID. I think maybe that second quarter of last year when it first came out, there was a little bit more hesitation because nobody knew what was going on. But there's been a lot of members that have acquired properties during COVID and, you know, been able to start their path towards that financial freedom, been able to help the residents of their communities and the communities that are around them as well. So absolutely, people are still investing in real estate.
Yeah, and in fact, you reminded me of something the other day. Our Central Texas area had a record number of properties closed in 2020.
That's
crazy,
correct.
Year, worst year in history, horrible, everybody's losing their mind. Record number of properties that closed for Central Texas for Lifestyles members. So things are still going on because we do share information, because of the education we have, because we have all the way to the top, people getting information out to all the members. We have people being very successful in real estate. So I want to encourage you to go to the free workshop, check it out, learn some more about that. What gets in the way of a great life is a good life. Folks, you can be like Robert. You can retire yourself. I want to encourage you to join Lifestyles Unlimited. Go to the free workshop, livestream.com, freeworkshoplivestream.com. Thanks so much for spending the day with us.
Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.